Hi, welcome to Stanlib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within Stanlib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And this week, I think there are two areas we want to focus on, and both of them relate to South Africa. The first is the Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee meeting last week. They decided to keep the interest rates unchanged, but I think it's worthwhile delving into some of the discussion that accompanied that decision in order to better gauge what the interest rate path for South Africa looks like during the rest of this year and into next year. The second topic, I think, is just briefly talk about South Africa's retail sales for the month of May. And a little bit disappointed in terms of another monthly decline. And overall, what I think it's telling us is that we have to get this policy reform process that is currently underway. We've got to get that implemented as quickly as possible in order to stand a chance of lifting South Africa's growth rate more meaningfully. So we'll discuss both of those topics.
The Reserve Bank decided to keep the repo rate unchanged at 8.25%. I think that was pretty much in line with market consensus. Within the voting, two of the six MPC members argued in favour of a cut of 25 basis points, which I think is an important clue as to the direction the MPC seems to be going. In terms of the reasons for the decision, they did revise down their inflation forecast, I think quite meaningfully. If we look back to the previous meeting, they were expecting inflation to average 5.1% for this year. They've now revised that down to 4.9%. Doesn't sound like much, but within the context of our inflation target, I think it is meaningful. Also, I found it interesting that the Reserve Bank is forecasting South Africa's inflation rate to end this year at 4.3%. Now, if we consider that the inflation rate is currently 5.2%, that's a considerable move lower. If you go from 5.2 to 4.3% within 6 months, that would suggest that inflation has moderated considerably further than where it is now, and that would certainly justify a interest rate cutting cycle. So I think in terms of the forecast that the Reserve Bank has put out, the intention is clear, and that is to start cutting interest rates at the next MPC meeting. The next MPC meeting is in September, and so our expectation is we get a 25 basis points cut then. There's a further meeting in November. I think they can follow that up with another 25 basis points in November and then continue to cut interest rates during the course of next year. Ideally, they would be taking the repo rate down from 8.25% to 7%, 7% being more or less a neutral interest rate. And when they get close to 7%, they would then be looking to decide if they need to take interest rates into a stimulatory territory or not. And so the expectation is at this stage is they would simply cut from 8.25% to 7% and then go on hold in terms of interest rates at 7%. That's not a bad interest rate cutting cycle, and it would certainly help the South African economy over the next couple of years. I think there is very little chance that the Reserve Bank would take the interest rate down to levels that existed previously. Remember that we were down at around 3.5% as a repo rate just after COVID. I don't think we're going back to those levels. There's no need to do that type of stimulatory effect, but 100 to 125 basis points would seem very likely, and I think it would provide some relief for the economy, particularly at the household sector. Outside of that, there has been this ongoing discussion around changing the inflation target. I think the Reserve Bank is supportive of lowering the target, although they haven't specified what target they would ideally want. The decision, ultimately, it's not up to them, it's up to the Minister of Finance. But I think there's a broad consensus growing to see a reduction in the actual target. At the moment, the Reserve Bank highlights that instead of 3 to 6% being our target, they want inflation anchored at 4.5%. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. That could become our official target or something a little bit lower. But I guess the debate is going to be, if we go for a target meaningfully lower than 4.5%, are we able to achieve that within a reasonable time frame? And I would have my doubts. The reason is that we've still got a range of categories where the price increases go up well in excess of 6%, and it doesn't feel like those are about to soften. And I'm referring specifically to electricity, where the current inflation rate is about 15%. Medical aid inflation, where the current inflation rate is over 10%, water, where it's well over 6%, education over 6%. So there are a number of key categories where I think for the foreseeable future there will be elevated price increases, simply because some of these areas we've got to spend a lot of money on infrastructure, and there will be a tendency to try and recoup some of those costs. So I think getting inflation down to below 4.5% on a sustained basis is going to be quite challenging in the short to medium term. That doesn't mean that you don't want to aim for an inflation rate that is lower than what we've achieved previously, because ultimately if we can achieve an average lower inflation rate, it does put the economy in a more competitive position. It should help to stabilize the currency a little bit more, and I think it's a good policy to try and implement successfully over a period of time. So I would certainly be supportive of South Africa trying to get the inflation rate lower. I think, though, realistically, we're going to make things quite difficult for ourselves if we try and implement an especially low inflation target and then use excessively high interest rates in order to try and generate that outcome. I think that's going to be counterproductive. So getting a low inflation rate is a good thing, but the way in which you go about achieving that has to be carefully considered.
I think it's worthwhile to have a quick chat about South Africa's retail sales. We got the data for May last week, and unfortunately a disappointing outcome. During the month, which is the month of May, retail sales declined by 0.7%. And unfortunately, if I look now at a range of our key sectors, they've all weakened during the month of May. Manufacturing declined, mining declined, and now retail has been negative. And I think the disappointment is there was an assumption that with an improvement in South Africa's electricity output, that perhaps we could see some revitalization of the South African economy. That at this stage doesn't appear to be happening. As I say, the most recent data has actually gone softer. And as a consequence, I think what it's telling us is that we've got to do better than simply keeping the lights on, and that there's a multitude of factors holding back the South African economy, and that by reducing electricity outages, it definitely helps, but it's not a solution in itself. The other thing that jumps out to me from the numbers, if I look at the year-on-year growth rate, that sits at only 0.8%. And if we look at how South Africa's retail has performed going back 5 years, it has essentially moved sideways. And you could argue the same thing for mining and manufacturing. Effectively, this economy has tread water for 5 years. Obviously, during that phase, we had COVID. But if we look in total at South Africa's output, it is slightly above where it was in 2019. But it's so modest that it doesn't really make much of a difference. And so the message coming back is that we've got to find a way to lift South Africa's growth rate much more meaningful than we've got at this stage. The only real answer to that, I think, is the current policy reform process, where we're trying to draw the private sector into partnership with government in order to lift infrastructure development. Realistically, I think that's the only way we're going to get the South African economy performing better, and I think we are already at least down that road. There are some clear examples of progress in the electricity and increasingly in the port and rail sector that makes us encouraged that it can make a difference. The more we can get those policy initiatives implemented, the more we can lift South Africa's growth rate over the next couple of years, and then I think we stand a chance of having a meaningful growth rate of around 3-4% over the next 4 or 5 years. And if we can get to that sort of level, we'll make a real difference to the labor market. So it's clearly going to be a long process of getting the South African economy going, but I think we've got to be focused on the infrastructure development as the key way, or as the most important way, to unlock South Africa's growth potential and to try and create a more vibrant economy.
So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.